Avayli Baksh was a Rosh Hashiva in Detroit, and recently they published many of his sichos in the yeshiva. So he makes the comment that in Parshas Elchanan we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kimi goy gadol as sholo l'kimi kroim elov." So he suggests that Kimi goy gadol, who is such a great nation, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. So he suggests that if the Torah establishes that we are a goy gadol, he says that it means we are a goy gadol in whatever we do. We do everything with a sense of godless, with a embrace it in, with a certain greatness and strength. So he says the same is true for Avelus. When Klal Yisrael's Misavel, when Klal Yisrael mourns Churban Beis HaMikdash, other tragedies, so Klal Yisrael does it with godless, with a certain embrace, with a certain greatness. And he suggests that the greatness in our form of Avelus is that we make sure that the Avelus brings us to some form of introspection, and that the Kimi goy godol asher lo elokim krov melov, that our introspection, and whatever we do, the godless of Klal Yisrael is that we find a way of bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu closer to us in whatever events befall Klal Yisrael. So he points out that there's a Gemara that is often quoted, but often it's quoted without the last line. The Gemara says that Be'ikvasot Dimshicha, the Gemara at the very end of Masechta Sota. That in the times leading up to Yimos HaMashiach, it's a famous phrase, Chutzpah Yazgei, that Chutzpah will be known on a far greater form than before, and many different Ve'ein Techacha, and it'll be hard to find reprove and direction and reprimand. It says Yerei Chet Yimasu Ve'em Estein in Aderes, it'll be hard to find truth. Zekenim Yamdu Vibnei Ktanim, those who are wiser and older will have to cower and have to give respect to those who are younger and less experienced. But the very last line is V'almi Yeshlonu Li Sho'ein Al Avinu Shebashamayim. Be'ikvasot Demshicha, so the breakdown of Mesorah and the inability to pass on the Mesorah from one generation to another will be so all-embracing and so concerning, and the inability to find chords of truthfulness and depth of understanding will be so great that we'll say, Al mi yesh lanu lishoin. It'll lead us to a tremendous dependency in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this Gemara begins with the Braisa. If Pinchas ben Yoraimer, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, Boshulcha Veirim, Ubnei Chorin V'chofu Rosham. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the people of stature, whether it was Chachomim, or whether it was great Tzaddikim, Anshei Masa, or whether it was people who are able to daven for Klal Yisrael, Ein Doresh, Ein Mevakesh, Ein Shoel, all of these people of great stature became diminished. There were fewer Chachomim, Chachomim were respected less, there were fewer Mespalalim, they were respected less. What's the end of the Sugya? Ve'ein Shoel, Almi, Yesh Almi Lonu Lishoin Alvin Shoshmai. The Churban Bayis, with all the diminishing of the Jews of stature, so it brings Klal Yisrael to understanding the dependency that we have in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's a greater emes. In other words, that there, in times of Geula, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us many, many different channels and many different sources of strength. And then, apparently in those times, that can create a kirva, a closeness, but also create a distance. It create a sense not that we don't fully appreciate the dependence we have in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Leibash tells that he was in the yeshiva, he was in the mir, I think, when the Chafetz Chaim was nifter. And the boys found out in the Beis HaMedrash just shortly before Yeruchim was supposed to give a sicha to the yeshiva. And it created a tremendous despondence in the yeshiva, the loss of the Chafetz Chaim. And they didn't know how to tell Yeruchim, so they said, not going to tell Yeruchim. So Yeruchim was coming in to give his sicha, and he saw that the Beis HaMedrash wasn't the way it normally is. He chapped right away. And he went back to his room. And a little while later, he comes back out of his room and comes into the Beis HaMedrash. And he said that the moment he came to the Beis HaMedrash, he realized what had happened. And he wasn't emotionally able to give the sicha to the yeshiva. So he went back into his room, and he started introspecting. He said, asking himself, what was the source of the shock? What was the source of his despondence? He said, because when you have a Chafetz Chaim, so you understand, you have Yesh Al Mi Lishayin. The generation of somebody has broad shoulders. When you have questions, you have direction, guidance, davening, chokhma. But in emes and truth, so we only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu to depend on. Al Mi Lon Lishayin, Al Vidush B'Shamayim. So when he realized the depth of his aggravation, so then he was able to be mitchazek, he was able to gain greater strength. And then he was able to come back and give the sicha and actually grow from that moment of those moments of confusion and despondency. That's mi goy godol ashalo elokim krolov. Everything Klal Yisrael does is with godliness, with greatness. And even the ikvus at the mshicha, even the difficult times that lead into Yemos HaMashiach, so with all of the difficulties, all the chutzpah yazge, so ultimately lead to a greater sense of dependence on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that greater sense of dependence generates a greater tshuka for Gula, a greater yearning for Kadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself and bring redemption. We compare the Tisha B'Av that's about to come upon us, Tov Shin Ayin Hei, to the Tisha B'Av of Tov Shin Ayin Dalet. So the last year, it was a very difficult Tisha B'Av. It was right after we lost the three young men. It was after during the war, and there were losses. Since then, the frustration of Klal Yisrael being so alone, the bedidus of Klal Yisrael, which is apparent to us all the time, and then certain times greater than other times, it become certainly that is one of the chutzpah yazge that we see in this Tisha B'Av, that in the aftermath of last year's war, that it shouldn't be patently clear to all nations of the world that how Klal Yisrael, how Tzal fought with sensitivity beyond that was required. And that in the aftermath, with all the tunnels and with all the patently and with all placing missiles in hospitals, things that are so open that the media and large parts of the world, of the civilized world, would turn on Kal Yisrael. That's Chus Miyazgeh. There isn't, I don't think there's another way to explain it. When Kal Yisrael, when the state of Israel is frustrated year after year after year, that the Hasbara doesn't work. So it has to be Min HaShemayim. It can't be that the best and brightest can't figure out. We can figure out how to do PR in any in the world of business. And it can't figure out how to do PR politically. It must be Chus V'Yazgeh. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Zagzera Mil Mala. And then the aloneness that Klal Yisrael feels, again, in the civilized world, with the recent Supreme Court decision, and even if it doesn't represent most people, but it represents certainly represents a different mode of thinking in the leadership of the civilized world, that the way that one looks at fundamental parts of human life. Different. We look at a family as part of an organism within human life, as bonds, as deep relationships, place of raising children, depth of emotional growth, but not there are contractual elements to it. But contractual elements don't define it from beginning to end. And then, when the bedidus, the sense of aloneness that we feel with the recent deal with Iran, even yesterday, the estimated, in the middle of the rally, 10,000 people. But 10,000 people, it looks like, were mostly modern Orthodox Jews. But it should be an issue that should concern far beyond Klal. We feel it maybe sharpest and strongest. So these are all the sense of bedidus, the sense of am levodad yishkon that brings us into Tisha B'Av. On one end, that's the Chorban. That's the reduced prestige of Klal Yisrael, the reduced sense amongst ourselves and certainly amongst our brethren and certainly amongst the Umos Olam of what we have to provide in the sense of Ruchnius that has to embrace us and that we have to present. So that's all part of Churban. But the last line of all of these descriptions is that Elonu almili shon elavnish v'shemayim. The last line that it brings us, Migoy godo shalo lakim krovim elav. That's all part of Chutz V'Yazgeh. And it says that we say that when a person is a private churban, and we say the same thing. Rachmal l'son is a loss. So the Chazal coined the bracha that we give is Amok Minachem. Person goes to Menachem and Ovel. So he understands that when a person loses a relative, so there's nothing that another human being can say that will fill that void. There's nothing that a person can offer that will blunt the pain, the aggravation. So we say, we come and we say, a person goes to an Ovel, doesn't say anything. The oval opens up. All right. Menachem has nothing to say. The oval opens up and engages in the oval indicates that it'll be a value. All right, so then the Menachem can say it. But when the Menachem leaves, he recognizes once again, Hamokim Menachem. There's nothing that I could have done that he could have said that will bring about a Yeshua, bring about a replacement, anything. Hamokim Menachem. Chazal said, that's in Avelus, the ultimate end of Avelus is Elonu Almili Shal of Yishuv Shemai. And that's the coming into a Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called the Moyed. The end of Tisha B'Av, there's a lightning of the Avelus to recognize that Moyen. We go into Tisha B'Av not saying Tachanun, not saying Tzitzchot Tzedek before, because we go into Tisha B'Av saying that it's that we're coming into a sense of Avelus, and Avelus that is not only Tisha B'Av, not only Churban Bayis, but every Churban since then, because we recognize it's all the same, it's all going to the same direction. Every Churban brings Klal Yisrael to recognition of our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we begin by noting it's a Moed, and we finish it by knowing it's a Moed. And perhaps this is one of the elements of it being a Moed, that over the course of Tisha B'Av, so there's the sense of Bedidos, the sense of aloneness of Klal Yisrael, is a source of great aggravation, because it means that Klal Yisrael is suffering pester upon him. If there would be a clear gilui upon him, if Kadosh Baruch Hu would be focused on Klal Yisrael and be open for us to, for all to see, so, no, they wouldn't leave us alone. Be like Shlomo Melch Bishato, that they came to get his advice, they came to give him kavod, because they recognize that Klal Yisrael had this close bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Klal Yisrael's teachings would have an impact. So the Tisha B'Av is always a time when Klal Yisrael feels the sense of aloneness, and that comes from the Hester upon him. Tavshin Ayin Hei, we certainly have reason to feel a sense of Bedidos. But that's the ultimate expression of Churban, and that's the ultimate expression of Ikvus HaDemshicha. And the fact that Ikvus HaDemshicha and Churban are recognized by Chazal, the last line is the same, so that's both an expression of we have to focus on during the days of Tisha B'Av, and it's both an expression of the optimism that grows out of the Avelus. That's what Arye Bach says, that we embrace everything with a great sense of with greatness. Ki mi goy godol, Ashalola Kim Krimalov, that who was a nation like Klal Yisrael that is always marked with this greatness, whether it's in Avelos, whether it's in Geula, Ashalola Elokim Krimalov. So if the day of Tisha B'Av brings Klal Yisrael, individuals and the nation to a sense of a greater autonomy, and ultimately that autonomy is that we depend on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then that Avelos has raised Klal Yisrael to have a greater tshuka, a greater yearning for times to come. And that will bring us to realization of the bracha that whoever is misabel Yerushalayim will be zoche v'ro b'simchos.